或者俾大家去揀嘅呢？我想了解多少少啫，唔該。
咁呢個問題就好具體啊。咁不如我都喺呢度再附加一個問題啊，即係李議員嘅問題啦。咁剛才呢就Iris 都提到就而家嗰個改善稅率嗰度呢就可以改善到將佢改良啦，就唔去到你可以游水咁嘅地步。咁但係即係我估站在區議會嘅角度呢就唔有得稅一件事啊，咁起碼可唔可以做到起碼除臭嗰個地步呢？咁即係呢點都係好具體，可唔可以打一答即係你而家做嗰個起碼嗰個呢可唔可以解決嗰個氣味嘅問題？咁另外呢就係亦都有一個好具體㗎啦，就係邊樣貴啲呀，即係填海貴啲定係唔填海貴啲呢？
或者我有少少技術問題嘅解釋先啦，咁然後我有其他嘅時候呢其他我交俾黃生再補充一下喎。咁呢首先就關於嗰、那個林教授所講呢，關於我哋而家初步做一啲水質模擬，我哋而家做緊一個係初步嘅模擬。咁呢個模擬嘅時候呢，其實我哋考慮咗呢就將來淨化海港工程，即係我哋平時叫嘅 HEX2 嗰個 condition， 就係向淨化海港工程完成咗之後長遠嗰個水質情況作為我哋整個研究嘅基礎。咁但我呢度有少少要補充一下呢，就因為我諗林教授都知道啦，我哋做個水質模擬呢係需要有好多資料嘅。咁尤其是水質個變化呢係隨住去氣候啦，冬天同埋夏天，即係雨季同埋非雨季嘅時候呢，其實有一個好大變化。咁我哋而家都係做緊一啲水質嘅攞緊啲樣板啦，同埋去做緊啲水質嘅測試等水流方面。咁所以嗰個時間上面仲需要一段時間去處理呢、這、一個。咁我哋而家做咗呢係初步嘅模型，咁就基於呢就係淨化工程完成之後大約個情況。咁至於第二個問題就關於嗰個價錢嗰方面呢，其實我哋係即係手頭上面有一啲好初步嘅估計啦。咁我哋因為要處理呢，其實我哋講到要處理呢就包括咗有邊啲呢，就係、是、要開向炮上面開一個我哋嘅開一個口啦，用啲水流呢同個海灣同九龍灣嘅水流呢可以有一個更加暢順嘅交流，咁令到呢唔會有再有啲污染物呢積聚返向呢個我哋叫 KTAC 啦，即係啟德大明渠嘅地方。咁另外呢我哋都做有一啲我哋提議當中呢，就係將嗰個淤泥呢做一啲淨化工程，一啲生物嘅淨化生化工程。咁同埋呢亦都林教授所提到啦，就係、是、上游嘅地方呢，我哋都睇過初步呢有一啲地方我哋可以將上游嘅污染源呢盡量亦都可以去截流。咁但有好多地方呢亦都有佢嘅困難。咁所以呢我哋都係有睇過有邊啲地方可以做得到呢，亦都作咗呢一個假設呢放咗我哋個模擬當中嘅。咁至於話整個工程上面嗰個估算呢，其實係一個我而家就係一個好初步嘅估算。咁其實你話真係話處理呢個淨化工程成個將啟德明渠呢去處理咗呢，其實價錢都唔平。咁但呢相對嚟講呢我哋要填海嘅時候呢，其實我哋都有相當多嘅工程造價，因為包括咩呢，因為我哋填咗海之後呢，其實我哋將嗰啲明渠呢係離開個海嘅範圍呢係遠咗嘅。咁所以呢我哋喺呢啲明渠嘅我哋叫做新延段呢，其實我哋需要幾高嘅價錢去做呢啲咁嘅明渠。咁呢啲明渠呢因為喺啲填海區亦都需要去打裝去做啦。咁所以其實兩者之間而家我哋所得出嘅結論呢，暫時嘅初步嘅結論，兩者之間嘅價錢都係相差不遠嘅，都係去到大約嘅價錢都係要有相當 substantial 幾大嘅一個數字。
好，多謝係冠名公司嘅馬生。咁馬生剛才我正話都提到一個氣味嘅問題，你解唔解決到啊？
嗱，而家氣味嘅問題咧，我哋初步睇到咧，就氣味主要係有兩個來源，一個來源咧就係嗰個淤泥嘅問題，咁呢個係相當重要的一部分。咁另一個咧就係水嗰個水質本身咧，因為水質向逗留得太耐，亦都有好多污染物咧流向裏頭嘅時候咧，令到個水質變壞。咁所以呢兩個咧就主要我哋而家睇到嘅源頭。咁而呢兩邊呢我哋分別都做緊呢啲工作同埋研究。咁就喺嗰、那個污染物方當中呢，我哋而家做緊嗰啲淤泥嘅生化處理呢，做緊一個我哋叫 field trial， 就係實地上面呢去嘗試去處理現時喺啟德明渠所有嘅已經積聚咗嘅呢啲淤泥。咁我哋做緊啲嘅測試，會喺實際上面實地上面做嘅。咁呢個需要一啲嘅時間。咁我哋呢啲我哋叫做我哋做完一個 pilot test 完呢個 trial 之後呢，我哋會向大家解釋返嗰個成效係點樣。咁我們希望呢個成效呢係當然係正面㗎啦。咁至於另外嗰個水流方面呢，我哋做個模擬，我哋就用咗啲初步模擬呢，就係若果我哋可以做到一個開口嘅話呢，咁就會大大改善咗呢現時啲水同埋有少部分嘅污染物啦，因為流咗喺呢個地方太耐，流喺呢度，咁所以令到產生咗一啲污染同埋一啲臭味。咁我哋希望呢就話呢個開口做咗之後呢，可以將呢啲嘅污染物盡快呢帶嚟呢個 我哋叫 embedded 嘅 water body。咁呢個就係我哋兩者之間嘅做法。咁希望雙管齊下之後咧，就向呢兩個主要嘅源頭咧，去主要去處理呢兩樣嘢。咁我哋希望就可以處理到嗰個臭味嘅問題。當我哋改善咗嗰個沉積物嗰個臭味啦，同埋水所產生嘅臭味。
咁我諗我聽到個答案咧，就是、我哋希望可以處理到嗰個問題。就跟住係 Andy， 然後就係 Kim 啊。咁先請工程師學會。
主席，或者我生。即係我想跟進翻呢個可能一個即係 comment 或者問題咧，其實我諗最主要就係基本上嗰個氣味嗰個問題咧，可能都要再有其他嘅即係研究或者即係技術性嘅嘢咧要考慮啦。但係我諗其實就個氣味嗰個問題影響到直接影響到我哋而家喺啟德名渠兩邊我哋嗰個規劃，尤其是喺而家第三個方案嗰度咧，我諗你將個都會公園搬咗出去，其實。沿住嗰個海邊嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個水邊嗰樣嘢咧，其實個概念好好嘅。但係我諗就係、是、基本上即係可能有一個即係期望咧，就話顧問可以盡早俾到一個信息我哋，就話個氣味起碼對一啲沿住海邊嘅人使用嘅人咧，係即係冇一個不良影響嘅。即係我諗，如果你話大家需要求顧問去話。在水質上面話喺水上面用嘅活動咧，咁呢個我諗略為下一步啦。但係起碼喺氣味嗰樣嘢嚟講咧，如果解決唔到呢樣嘢咧，我相信對明渠兩岸嘅規劃咧係好基本性嘅影響。尤其是我諗，除咗都會公園之外咧，仲有一啲即係高密度或者係即係低密度嘅住宅啊嗰方面咧，咁即係呢樣嘢其實我相信顧問應該希望可以及早俾一個方向性嘅。指標俾我哋知咧，就話咧個氣味係 O K。如果唔係咧，我諗講到最尾翻翻轉頭話，因為氣味都搞唔掂咧，而係要重新去睇翻喺呢三個方案裏面都冇嘅一個有限度嘅填海。我諗呢個係好大嘅一個即係轉態又好，或者係一個即係概念性嘅即係變動嚟嘅。多謝主席。
咁陳先生之前咧就請問李小姐係咪想跟進翻呢個問題？咁不如。
主席，咁其實我都好同意頭先我哋委員所講嘅意見，因為即係照翻頭先嘅回答裏邊咧，就係、是、其實而家都未知道第一就究竟係咪可行，即係究竟即係如果唔填個明渠嘅時候嗰、那個。水質改善是不是 可以令到附近居民接受啦？咁而我哋頭先我睇嗰個三個概念圖咧，就其實係冇一個係即三個都係 assume 佢係可以做得到呢點嘅。咁即係我真係好奇怪，如果真係唔得嘅時候，又或者到時個費用太貴嘅時候，咁我哋嗰、那個個 stage 會係點樣咧？即係再嚟個，即係呢個我想問啦，第一個問題。第二個我又有啲奇怪，即係。以我一般即係普通人嘅心態就會諗，即係頭先個答案就係話填同埋唔填個價錢都比較相若啦，初步估計。咁但係即係我其實都有好有興趣想睇多少少嘅資料，因為理論上如果你填咗，當然我哋填要使錢啦，但係填咗你可能有多少少地方，咁之後帶嚟嗰個收益又或者其實計算係點樣咧？即係我又真係覺得。值得商榷，是不是填和不填 會是差不多呢？我自己想知道多少少啫，唔該。
其實我有個觀察就即根據個文件咧，似乎俾咗個資料我哋話，即填可能會仲貴過唔填喎。即雖然剛才馬生講話，即可能個造價差不多啊。咁或者即不如咁啦，Kim 你係咪都係類似嘅問題㗎？哦、有另外一個問題，如果另一個問題就翻針對呢個氣味同埋填與不填嘅問題，大家係 on the same question。哦，都係。咁不如我哋委員去講埋先，然後我哋再請土木工程發展處咁或者顧問一齊去回應啊。咁啊 ，Kim and then Andrew。
係，多謝主席。其實呢個 site 咧本身已經係內憂外患嘅情況係比較複雜。其實本身地本嗰度 opposing channel 嗰度咧，對本身已經有好多淤泥啦。出邊亦都係一個避風塘嚟嘅。如果避風塘嘅水質咧，大家你好可以考慮諗到咧，就如果喺休漁期啊、打風嘅期間，或者係甚至平日嘅時間，嗰啲水質方面，你 俾啲方俾啲漁民嗰個日常嘅生活嘅影響到，亦都係一個重要嘅考慮。咁唔知會唔會顧問公司都會係考慮埋呢一避風塘入邊嗰個水質嗰個問題，而 case 佢係會 rebound 翻，你話你開咗渠口之後，嗰啲呢啲微生物可以入翻去嗰邊水噶嘛？咁啊，除非你有冇其他啲措施可以令到佢係啲水流係單向性嘅嚇，就唔會令到佢有一個係即係交流嘅嚇。咁變咗嚟嘅話，你變咗係源頭方面，你係兩邊都係源頭。咁你點樣去抉擇解決呢個問題咧？多謝。
好，咁啊 ，Andrew。
Three things come to mind. Firstly, the quality of the water is influenced by the pollutants going into it and also the pollutants coming out of the sediment. And the sediment is currently releasing hydrogen sulfide, which comes from the reaction of the bacteria, which are digesting the nutrients in the sediment in an anoxic environment. Basically, the sediment is ineffectively dead. It's anaerobic. You're getting hydrogen sulfide emitted from that environment. Treating that bioremediation is completely feasible, technically possible, and it's been shown elsewhere around the world. So we can do that. If we mobilise the sediment, and the sediment in this area is heavily contaminated with heavy metals and other contaminants that are aside from those contaminants which give rise to the hydrogen sulfide, then we have another environmental issue. If we then start to look at mobilising that sediment into the harbour by flushing it out, then we have to be clear where that sediment's going to go and what the impacts of that will be. And I don't know whether that level of work has been done yet and whether it's been taken into consideration. Reclaiming over the top, of course, has always been an easy fix to entrain the very heavily contaminated sediment with heavy metals and also inorganic material. That in itself, I think the decision should come from what the needs are for the land. And if I look back at the principles for this Kaitak development, the principles of a distinguished character, the principles of retaining and conserving the nature of the historic site, clearly the runway in itself is very integral to that, and to reclaim that the nullah would in some way detract from the character of the site. I think what we need is a very clear indication of what the options are, and really they're very hard and fast in terms of the costs to do treatment. I think that probably there are more options than have been presented so far. We could perhaps do some partial reclamation at one end and seal off the area and turn it into a freshwater basin. If at the end of the day we wanted to turn that into a boating area, I think we have to be very much driven by those core principles of what we want to retain, and this distinguished character I think is very important and key guidance for us. And then secondly, I think we want to be sure about what we want the end use to be. Because if we want the end use to be recreational boating, sailing, we want people to be able to fall in the water with safety and assurance, then I think we have to go for the highest level of water quality possible. But without knowing what the costs and benefits of doing any of these options are, it becomes very, very difficult to make a decision. But I say there are trade-offs at the moment that we haven't perhaps explored, and we need to present all of those scenarios in a clear and cogent way so that people can make the best decision.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Nick Brook.
Chairman, I was going to comment on this when we came to the schemes, but as it's come up, I mean, I don't think we should get too hung up on this reclamation issue. In fact, what we are doing under all these three schemes is returning land to the harbour. We're actually returning land to the harbour. And it seems to me that if we were to proceed on a no net loss, no net gain basis, which is an accepted planning principle for other policies that government has adopted, we could look at a limited area of reclamation equivalent to the area that we're returning to the water. So no net loss, no net gain. Seems to be a logical way to look at how we might look at the alternative of a measured reclamation to deal with this issue of the nullah. I don't think we should get too hung up. I mean, in a way, with any of these schemes, to my mind, we're building up a bank of credits with the anti-reclamation lobby. I think we're building up a bank of credits. We're actually returning land to the sea, to the harbour. And if we use a bit of that up now to come to a more effective solution to the challenge of the nullah, so be it. But let's not fail to recognise that this is, we're actually adding to the harbour area under all these schemes.
好，咁啊 ，Miss Nick
都記先咧，就即係我哋唔單止零填海啊，而且係負填海㗎。咁想請問黃先生或者馬先生啊，對於剛才委員提出嘅意見啊，可唔可以回應一下？黃先生，
主席或者等我回應啦。咁首先咧，我就覺得即係所有委員都好明察秋毫，即係睇得明佢嘅問題咧，佢不單止睇得好清楚，亦都知道成件事。 即係關於成個啟德嘅規劃上面嗰個影響嘅重要性，咁或者我先講講咧，而家啟德個規劃檢討就係個規劃檢討嘅階段。咁本來呢個程序就應該係做完個規劃檢討下一步咧，就係土木工程拓展署就進行一個比較詳細嘅工程檢討嘅，即係睇下嗰個諗出嚟個方案嗰個工程可行性。但係亦都因為啟德明渠而家情況係可能影響即係相事關重大咧。 所以我哋喺即係以往過去兩三次會，我哋都即係俾咗個信息大家，就係土木工程拓展署已經係開始做好多功夫啦，即係同規劃檢討嘅顧問就一齊即係拍住嗰度做嘅嘢。點解我哋要做呢件事呢？就係正正我哋要盡快知道究竟呢個啟德明渠嘅處理嘅方法係我哋即係頭先的士都講過係一個零填海開始，由頭到尾我哋都係用從呢個出發點去做呢件事。咁但係 好多呢個關於零填海上面，我哋點樣處理啟德明渠都喺啲假，裡面有好多假設，我哋都清楚。呢假設而家去到地步咧，我哋就行緊好多實地嘅測試。呢個實地測試就係，譬如舉個例，我哋頭先提過生物處理啦，冇錯。呢個生物處理已經喺好多地方試過係得嘅。咁一個喺啟德明渠一個咁獨特嘅環境底下，我哋不單止要睇佢得唔得，睇得唔得之餘，我哋仲要睇個價錢，即係頭先阿Stanley 講過話，我哋價錢其中好重要考慮因素。咁呢個其中一點啦。咁再者就係正因為咁，我哋一定而家已經行緊好多呢啲關於係實地測試呢各方面嘅嘢，同希望盡快可以能夠更加清楚去了解究竟，如果我用一個零填海嘅方案，我哋究竟要付嘅代價係幾多？我諗呢點係好重要。咁啊，頭先林教授有提過啦。咁喺呢啲假設裏面，當然亦都考慮到我哋將來維港嗰個水質，我哋嘅假設係乜嘢咧？嗱，呢各方面係影響嘅價錢嘅。 咁仲有我哋到今日，我哋話我哋唔可以完全抹殺咗填海個可能性，因為如果法國計完條數出嚟咧，那個零填海嘅價錢不單止開始個造價貴之外，以往維持一個以後即係往下日子咧，我哋維持一個冇臭味個問題呢個咧，可能都好貴。咁呢啲我哋其實都要相一併去考慮。咁頭先咧，我好高興就 Andrew 同 Nick 都提咗一點咧，佢話由個Nick都提過我哋話，即係可唔可以係即係冇嗰個。 即係填與唔填主要係咪零咧？咁喺工程嘅角度嚟講咧，I think it's a matter of sustainability. If we really have to reclaim the land, is it possible at the same time that we consider the option of reclaiming part of the land and forming a channel so that the kind of net material disposal is zero? I think this from the sustainability point of view, this is the ideal option. 咁我諗呢一點我哋就係都係其中我哋已經考慮緊嘅一個方案嚟。我都覺 方向就好清晰嘅，我哋都希望盡快，因為即係我話啟德明渠係一個好獨特、好複雜嘅問題嚟嘅。咁就首先而家我顧問已經做緊好多功夫，咁我哋亦都係同顧問即係並肩一齊做緊好多嘢。我哋好希望能夠喺呢方面嘅關於環境嘅影響咧，其實臭味其實同個水質好大關係。但係當然對大部分人嚟講咧，即係如果將來我哋而家上面關於個規劃係同臭味嘅影響可能係最大。 咁所以呢方面其實我哋係一平咁喺度全做緊啲功夫，咁我哋都好希望盡快可以就住個價錢嗰個方案嘅有效性咧，到時一有結果我哋盡快就同委員或者同公眾即係有個好清晰嘅交代，因為我最相信最後填與唔填嗰個決定咧，一個凌駕性嘅公眾需要一定有經過公眾參與嘅過程，我哋先有一個比較明確啲嘅目標同埋方向。 我諗呢點我就想喺度即係澄清下啦。至於關於係即係喺啟德明渠呢個問題咁即係咁大咧，或者我哋亦都喺往後嚟緊呢個第二階段嘅公眾參與裏面咧，我理解係即係規劃署係預算有一個我有一個特別嘅討論嘅，我呢個我或者等翻阿李先生講講，另外就關於如果填咗啦嗰個規劃上面嘅土地使用方面，我哋而家有冇一啲嘅考慮咧？咁呢一點我諗我都會俾翻Raymond再答一答。 嗱，如果頭先我中間有邊啲遺漏咗咧，我咧我陣間等翻。 委員再提出，我再補充。唔該，主席。
或者嗰啲喺我哋一陣間討論嘅時候可以再提出啦。咁啊，林教授係咪即時嘅跟進？
我想就住咧嗰個啟德名渠嘅底泥嘅除污，想追問翻一個問題啦。好幾年前咧，我理解咧就係就住嗰個問題咧，其實都做咗一個嘅環境影響評估添。咁所建議用嘅方法咧，就係差唔多將啲泥咧嚟到清洗，再抌翻入去咁。咁如果係咁洗法嘅時候咧，就喺某個程度上可能咧就去解決咗啊 Andrew 剛才提咧，就係當你嘅水流改變嘅時候，會唔會將啲污染咗嘅嘢咧，即係沖落去整個海港嘅問題咧？我想問咧，就係喺而家所考慮嘅方案裏邊咧，當年所提出嚟即係所謂清洗啊，係咪已經即係放低啦，唔考慮啦，而係咧主要嚟到諗嗰個生物處理嘅方法咧？咁而生物處理嘅方法咧，就了解冇錯咧，喺城門河其實即係依兩三年係咪都係做緊嘅咧？咁嗰個嘅經驗又可以俾到幾多我哋咧？
好，林教授嘅問題，林教授亦都係環資會主席啊。
主席，同埋多謝林教授提醒我，我諗我呢方面我應該俾翻啲資料嘅委員。以前嗰個方案咧，即係關於係啟德名渠，我諗喺上一張即係或者而家現有嘅大綱草圖上面就係填海嘅。咁其實當時亦都係從一個填海嘅角度去睇，我點處理下面嘅淤泥。冇錯，林教授提出一點，我哋當時係諗過攞出嚟洗乾淨擺翻落去，呢個係其中一個方案。我哋當時諗，我哋都去過環境諮詢委員會，就住呢點就即係徵詢過環境諮詢委員會。咁嗰件事情嘅發展後來咧就點咧？就第一嗰、那個攞出嚟洗嗰個方案其實好貴嘅，呢個第一點。咁我哋當然都考慮嗰個價錢嘅問題啦。第二點咧就係攞出嚟洗唔係完全冇問題，因為啲水洗完之後啲水去邊咧？呢、這個就係第二個問題，因為你攞佢出嚟嘅時候，亦都你。當我哋話，即係你 disturb 咗佢，你喐咗下面淤泥喺個過程之中咧，又有一個環境嘅影響考慮。第二就係洗完嗰啲水點處理係第二個要考慮。咁我哋當時考慮過其他嘅方案。咁我哋最記得咧，就亦都當時請個香港大學咧，我哋揾個香港大學幫手咧做一啲嘅實驗室嘅試驗咧，就係發覺用一個最實際嘅方法，可唔可以乜都唔掂就咁填咗佢？咁我哋當時考慮最大嘅關注咧，就係會唔會會出到個叫 methane， 我呢個對唔住個中文我都嚇、叫做甲沼氣啊，沼氣，即係會唔會個沼氣嘅量係多到影響將來上面嘅發展嘅？咁我哋當時就住呢點就請咗香港大學咧幫我做咗啲研究，喺實驗室裏面嘅模擬咧就發覺係冇問題。咁呢一個嘅我哋攞咗呢個嘅發現之後咧，我哋發覺係好值得考慮一個。在價錢上造價上不一定會平很多，因為你知道填了它就已經什麼都不做，基本上什麼都不做。我們就著這點就去了環境諮詢委員會，就要求當時環境諮詢委員會容許我們當時是做這個實地的測試，即如果我什麼都不做就這樣填了它，就我當時想著在那個啟德名渠做一個很大的沉箱，就無疑就這樣填完之後就在上面度那個即係methane 個 emission， 即係睇下會唔會係同個實驗室裏面一樣。因為如果呢個方法可行嘅話咧，當時應該無論喺個價錢，無論喺個對環境嘅影響都係最好嘅。咁當時環境諮詢委員會俾咗個綠燈我哋去做。不過去到嗰陣時咧，就啱啱係關於填海個問題，即係嗰個官司嗰度出現咗，我哋之後就停咗，冇再繼續。即係嗰個因為事件，我諗要同大家交代翻先啦。即係當時係其實已經攞到一個綠燈咧，就係、是、如果啟德名渠係填嘅話咧，其實我哋係可以嘗試考慮乜都唔做，只係填上去，呢、這個可能係最有效嘅方法嚟嘅。即係當時，不過呢個當仲有待關於個實地測試去確實呢個係咪真係有效。咁呢個就當時嘅情況啦。咁而家從寧停海去考慮咧，有少少嗰個實際情況有啲唔同。第一，因為寧停海考慮咧。就因為你係唔填海，變咗我仲一路都有啲污糟嘅落嚟啦。所以頭先林教授你提，可唔可以截咗佢啦？呢個亦都係另外一樣嘢，我哋要考慮埋嘅。因為如果你截唔到嘅話咧，你將來要維持，譬如冇臭味，啲水冇問題，可能嗰個價錢都好貴，即係嗰個叫 sustainability 嘅 cost 咧，嗰個都可能會好貴。咁所以而家個考慮比以前更加複雜，可以話。咁亦都係呢點咧，所以我哋喺今日，我哋真係唔可以確定。
話如果零填海，因為剛才我們有委員關注過會不會填海和不填海的價錢的造價會是怎樣，但我們現在看整件事就是我今天去講不填海給個價錢，大家都是基於一些假設，這些假設可能是錯的，所以我如果我給個價錢出去可能很危險的，即係呢啲假設如果錯別，而家600可能唔係600，四百已經得啦。咁個價錢有冇影響啦？咁就填海嘅方案個價錢咧，就反而可能係實在啲，因為我哋大家知道要做啲咩嘢。咁佢頭先主席提嗰一點就喺我哋個嗰個文件裏邊都提過咧。其實我好粗略、好粗略估計，如果當600係真係得嘅話咧，其實係填海係即係應該係比較上面係貴少少，因為要做嘅功夫似乎好多。不過大家睇得到咧，呢個價錢就未包話將來。我要維持住，如果我嗰個唔填海嘅方案係得嘅話咧，佢可能要幾耐做一次，又要去清洗咧，幾耐又要做？咁呢個我哋而家喺呢個現階段係似乎未有一個答案，所以我哋咧就唔係好想現階段俾一啲數字出去咧，就令到公眾可能仲混亂。我哋覺得我哋而家路行緊嘅功夫，我哋做緊嘢都希望盡快可以到時我哋手上面拿住一啲數據係都幾自己有啲信心，我哋一定會即係發。我相信我哋係需要翻返嚟。即係同委員會同公眾有一個清晰嘅交代，到時喺個決定上面就變咗一個大家嘅決定。呢個就係呢個起碼就係我哋即係而家即係一路做緊個方向。
好多謝黃先生，我嘗試總結一下啦。我相信大家咧就都會同意咧係啟德明渠嗰個問題，我哋希望可以揾到一個既保護海港而又係可持續嘅解決方法啊。咁但係我哋嘅起點咧係一個唔填海嘅起點，咁就基於保護海港嘅考慮啦。咁亦都即係我哋剛了解咗咧，就填海其實未必係平啲嘅，可能分分鐘會貴啲添嘅。咁嗰個亦都係即係可持續裏面嘅一個經濟嘅考慮。咁但係咧今日咧就即係專業嘅部門話俾我哋知，�佢哋今天唔可以話到確定100%一定唔填海係會 work 嘅。咁但係我哋都用一個唔填海去做起點。我相信即係作為一個概念大綱。去做公眾參與咧，呢個都可以接受啊！即係我哋唔一定要等佢做曬先，我先至可以去諗噶嘛。咁但係同時間咧，就當我哋將呢啲圖去拋出嚟俾公眾嘅時候咧，我相信咧就大家社會上會有一個合理嘅期望咧，就係、是、既然我哋用唔填海作為起點啊，咁大家就盡量去做到可以達到呢樣嘢，唔填海又解決到個問題咯，又唔使咁貴嘅，咁梗係咁樣最好噶啦。咁所以咧就假如有一個可能性係，萬一都真係要填，如果要填嘅時候，我哋當然要即係完全合法咁啊，經過嗰個凌駕性嘅公眾需要啊。咁但係萬一真係要填咧，我哋應該需要有一個時候要知道嘅。咁就我哋今日就即係我哋聽到嘅消息，今日我哋仲未可以知道去到嗰點。咁但係我諗，如果我哋問咧幾時可以確定知道咧，咁呢個都係一個好合理嘅問題啊。咁呢一個問題唔知可唔可以答得到，即係幾時我哋可以知道？因為我哋應該會去到某處有一點咧，如果我唔知道填唔填嘅話咧，我唔可以再去㗎。咁黃先生啊，
多謝你。其實呢個問題我依然都要即係交代一下。我哋而家時間表上面咧，我哋應該出年年中度咧，因為我哋而家做緊實地測試。實地測試意思就係除咗我做嗰樣嘢，係要一啲時間去量度嗰樣嘢嘅有效性。咁我哋而家嘅即係根據我哋現有所有嘅資料顯示咧，我哋估計出年年中到，我哋應該會有一啲比較確實啲嘅即係數據嗰樣嘢，去再翻同大家交代呢件事，即係睇睇佢填與唔填嗰個嘅可行性、有效性會係點。即係而家我哋個時間表就係咁樣。
好，咁或者我哋只可以即係請專業部門咧，就用最大嘅努力啊，即係揾出一個唔填而又係可持續嘅方案。咁但係如果萬一真係要填咧，就早啲俾公眾係知道啦。咁我想跟住就呢個問題咧，就再有幾個跟進啊，關生，然後啊 ，Mr. Nick Brook 啊。
主席，或者我補充少少資料啦。我哋今次嗰三個方案咧，就完全冇填海嘅。我諗其中一個最主要考慮咧，就係終審庭嗰、那個凌駕性公眾需要呢個測試嘅問題。因為我哋手頭上嘅資料咧，就唔可以說服得到我哋咧。我哋如果係進行填海咧，可以滿足得到呢個凌駕性公眾需要呢個測試，因為點解咧？其中一個準則咧就話有冇合理嘅alternative 其他嘅方案。咁我哋睇到咧，可能會有一個即係合理解決呢個 環境問題嘅方案，所以喺呢個時候咧，我哋唔敢冒然咧就提出一個即係填海嘅方案嘅。我即係哈迪或者會有少少嘅補充俾你哋。
咁唔使哈迪補充，我哋都同意啦。不過哈迪你都可以補充嘅，不過我想請阿 Ms. Nipbook 去comment 先。
Chairman, just to say, I think it's important that the departments do work on that fallback between now and the middle of next year, because we don't want to get to the middle of next year and suddenly find we've got a problem. If we have a problem, let's have a solution to it at the same time. So I'd just like to be sure that that's going to happen.
多謝。大家委員仲有冇意見呢？就呢個問題。Raymond。
想回應一下即係嗰個 fallback 嗰個問題，其實呢點係我哋一直都係有留意到嘅。而啟德名區頭先大家都討論咗幾耐，的確係即係呢次規劃檢討入面一個其中一個好棘手嘅問題，亦都係因為咁嘅原因，喺過去嗰數月咧，我哋亦都係即係將好多係好仔細嘅工程嘅研究，我哋都抽前咗嚟做。如果真係要填海嘅話咧，我哋都要略略考慮過呢個問題，就係、是。我哋亦都有需要起翻一個溝，將嗰啲渠啲水帶翻出個海度。咁如果喺個明渠嗰度填嚟講咧，變咗嗰個溝咧，亦都係喺個土地用途上面嚟講咧，會帶嚟咗好大嘅限制嘅。即係換句話講咧，即係如果我哋填嘅話咧，咁喺嗰個明渠進口道嗰個地方咧，如果有個溝喺度嘅話咧，咁可以發展嘅嘢咧，亦都有個限制喺度。可能喺個土地用途嗰度嚟講，都會係一啲較為低密度或者係啲公園咁樣嘅。咁呢度係即係第一點，而第二點咧就係、是、對於呢個題目咧，佢哋亦都係喺我哋下一個議程咧都會詳細咁討論到，或者可以即係預告少少嘅就係、是、即我哋喺今次第二個階段嘅公眾參與嗰個活動入面咧，亦都有啲專題嘅論壇，而呢、這、一個明渠進口道或者呢個工程啲問題咧，亦都係其中一個項目嚟嘅。咁我諗到時咧亦都係即係希望透過呢個咁樣嘅活動咧，大家可以更加深入了解呢個問題，大家更加可以仔細去詳細去研究解決嘅方案。多謝主席。
好，非常好。咁我相信 Ms. Nipbook 亦都可以 rest assured， 即係現在呢個好重要嘅問題就即係、我哋唔會讓政府同埋顧問公司佢哋暗中做一個填海方案啊，然後突然之間係拋出嚟，即係我哋會即係完全透明咁去處理。咁不如我哋就 move on 去第二個問題好唔好啊？咁第二個就係、是有關個沙中線咧個鐵路。嘅車廠嘅問題 ，Iris，
其實好簡單，上次就係問嗰、那個鐵路沙中線嗰個車廠係咪必要咧咁樣？因為曾經有考慮過話其中一個方案不如唔要啦，嘗試睇下。但係咧最後得翻嚟嗰個回應咧就係話，就算即係兩間鐵路都好啦，就算邊一間起或者 merger 咁樣去起咧，佢哋都確定就係話嗰個車廠係需要嘅。咁所以變咗喺呢個情況底下咧，我哋就變咗三個方案，而家都有個車廠，但係個車廠嗰個 size 就略為比我哋最初開始做嘅時候知嗰個細啲嘅，咁就係600米乘70米。
咁三個方案都有咧，即係表示有個假定就係呢樣嘢係幾必要啦，或者係即係大部分人都同意佢會有。咁運輸署亦都有位杜先生咧係在座，咁大家委員有冇問題啊？就車廠呢、這個。如果冇問題咧，就我哋下一項嘅問題就係同埋鄰近地區嘅連接啊，譚小姐。
唔該，主席。其實咧連接咧有兩種咧，一種就係車路連接啦，一種就係行人啦咁。咁其實車路連接嗰度，無論車路同行人咧，其實我哋而家喺嗰個概念規劃圖咧，我哋都已經初步諗咗好多。咁如果係睇翻我哋個城市設計嗰個考慮嗰個圖咧，其實都睇到我哋其實有好多地方環繞住我哋個區嘅咧，我哋都已經諗咗啲接駁點㗎啦。咁但係即係再仔細啲嗰個設計咧，我哋就即係未做。
咁其實即係講個連接嗰度咧，喺個概念呢個階段咧，就我哋先確立咗個原則啊。咁佢嘅細節咧，其實可以係喺後一啲嘅階段嗰度再去商量嘅。大家委員有冇問題啊？這個連接，咁下一項咧就係、是有關個多用途嘅綜合體育館嘅。譚小姐，我哋都有民政事務局嘅朱先生同埋潘先生喺度同我哋一齊嘅。
其實簡單的答案就是話是需要的，是需要一個大概是 23.5 公頃大的土地，就包括了有個主場館啦、次場館啦，同埋呢個同埋有一個indoor arena 咁樣，咁加上佢亦都需要一啲地方咧，即係空地咧，係愛嚟做即係啲 buffer areas， 即係for safety 啊、security 啊咁。咁佢哋曾經有睇過幾個地方，北大嶼啦、將軍澳啦、西九啦同埋啟德。咁其實咧，啟德係唯一一個地方，佢哋覺得係最適合。除了有那個 地塊之外呢，其實亦都因為沙中線入嚟啦，咁佢嗰個可達性係即係相當高嘅將來。
這個問題其實在上次會議嗰度都曾經討論過，咁有幾熱烈嘅討論添。咁後來我哋喺個工作會議亦都再提過出嚟。咁現在咧就係上次會議同埋個工作會議之後，咁民政事務局再作咗一啲嘅回應嘅。咁所以對於呢個回應之後咧，咁大家委員又有冇其他嘅意見，就再回應翻或者再 comment 嘅 ？Mr. Brook，
Chairman， I'm going to talk about sustainability when we come to the schemes， but I think the concern remains here the scale. And this was the point that we raised, I think, and where most of the emotion centred on the previous occasion. And it doesn't seem to me that that per se has been addressed in the response. And I think I would like more comfort on the size of the footprint, if I may put it that way. It is a very, very large footprint, and this is a very valuable piece of land, so we just have to, you know, balance the equation somehow. At the moment, I don't think the equation balances.
好，咁不如其他委員有冇即都係有關呢個體育館嘅問題啊？我哋讓其他委員講埋先啦。陳先生，
多謝主席。其實喺城市規劃嚟講咧，佢主要依據咧就係就於呢個政府對呢個整體社會嗰個發展個需求個思路同埋方向。咁我睇唔知。民政事務局嗰度自己會唔會有一個好遠期嘅體育發展政策同埋目標，去支持呢個你自己要求嗰個咁大嘅規模嘅體育用途？仲有，如果你用咗呢個用途之後，佢以後嘅配件係點樣咧？而家現有嗰個現有設施係點樣安排咧？咁係喺培育方面咧，你政府會承諾會擺幾多資源落去作培訓呢、這個？有質素嘅體育運動員咧，咁呢喺各方面，我哋都希望有一個知情就介紹俾社會同埋各公眾知道嘅。咁如果冇呢啲咁嘅係政策上嘅或者係方向性嘅遠期目標咧，我諗我哋就好難係話冒然地拎出24公頃嘅地出嚟，係作一個。唔知日後發展會成點樣嘅一個體育設施咯。多謝。
Andy，
主席，其實我睇翻三個方案裏面咧，都仍然係即係好擔心，就話呢24公頃嘅地方咧，即係作為成個啟德嗰、那個呢個新發展區嘅中心咧，而仍然係一個大空地裏面有四個場館。亦都我諗，我哋好多次都傾過，就話點樣可以做一個多元化啲嘅一個可持續性啲嘅一個功能咧，咁樣似乎咧同周遭嘅土地用途啊，或者甚至咧考慮翻喺賽事嘅時間之外咧，啲地方點用咧？似乎我諗俾我嘅印象就感覺就好似三個方案裏面咧，就已經固定咗一個蛋，124公頃嘅蛋喺呢度咧就。即係唔喐得㗎啦，咁而咧就附近啲嘢咧，亦都冇一個即係一個較為清晰啲嘅即係一個信息俾我睇咧，就話呢一個24公頃嘅地方咧，除咗場館用途之外、賽事用途之外咧，點樣同附近嘅商業啊、或者住宅啊，或者甚至譬如就係啲娛樂啊或者之類嘅嘢咧，可以兼容埋一齊咧？其實似乎冇咗呢個信息喺度，即係我咁，所以我仍然覺得即係嗰、那個。24公頃嘅地方，第一樣嘢值唔值嘅一個問題咧。第二個問題就係平時喺賽事或者場館嘅用途以外，呢地方點用咧？會唔會真係都係變咗一個即係冇人用嘅地方咧？咁而一個咁珍貴嘅地方喺呢個中心點咧，其實我 我是非常擔心的呢樣嘢。唔該主席。
其他委員，我諗不如我哋請民政事務局潘先生或者朱先生。
多謝主席。或者我首先嘗試先解答剛才各位委員的問題先。初初 Mr. Brook 講到就係話，即係佢最擔心就係關於嗰個發展嘅規模啦，因為係24公頃嘅地。呢、這個嘅話嘅，我第一個回應就係話，24公頃嚟講嘅話嘅，首先我哋講緊嘅係根據我哋嗰個顧問研究嘅報告嚟講嘅話嘅，呢、這個係 maximum 係最大我哋需要嘅24公頃嘅土地。就算在政府入面嚟講嘅話嘅，我哋都有同事都有部門咧，係對呢個咁大嘅一個發展咧係有關注、係有關心、係有憂慮嘅。咁樣，但係咧，我諗我哋需要嘅話咧，我哋喺24公頃呢一個尺度嗰度咧，我哋係保留一個開放嘅態度。咁樣，但係我諗係需要一個 detail design 嗰個嘅階段咧，我哋先能夠咧係盡量係咪即係24定係話23定22。在這裏的話呢，我在個 fine tuning 那裏來講的話呢才能夠做得到。但是呢，我們現在根據我們現在現有的設計來講的話，我們覺得24公頃是需要是整體這個、多用途場館整體一個 complex 來講的話的，是大概需要的一個的用途來的。我們也都無意呢是要一些我們不需要的地方，因為對日後的場館無論在那個營運無論在那個保養來講的話呢，是帶來一個很即是很沉重的負擔，所以我們是不需要一些我們是沒有實用價值的一些的地方在裡面。咁另外一方面的話，我亦都希望是靠在這個第二階段的一個公眾諮詢呢，我們是能夠清楚一些跟公眾和各位呢是介紹一下究竟24公頃裡面呢那個組成的部分是包括什麼東西。我們現在甚至呢是有些公眾仍然有個錯誤的觀念呢，以為是那個體育館本身的話的就 take up 曬嗰24公頃添，咁當然就唔係。其實24公頃我哋現時嚟講嗰個構思呢，有一半地方嘅話呢係需要係作為一啲嘅行人啊、觀眾嘅一啲嘅 open space 啊、一啲 circulation 嘅 area 呢，係為咗佢哋嘅安全啊、為咗國際嘅標準啊嗰樣嘅需要呢而預留嘅地方嚟嘅。嗰啲嘅話嘅係唔會起任何嘅一啲嘅石屎嘅建築喺度。咁我哋希望亦都係趁即係嚟緊呢個公眾諮詢呢，將呢啲比較即係細分嘅入面具體啲嘅組成部分呢係向公眾交代，同埋即係希望能夠有識去佢哋嗰個疑慮。陳生講嗰個就係關於嗰個體育政策目標點樣配合到呢個硬件嘅設計嗰方面嘅。其實我哋03年呢，我哋係好即係局長呢係好清楚公布咗日後體育發展嗰個未來政策嗰個路向同埋個目標嘅。呢度嘅話嘅，我諗好難好詳細咁講啦。但係簡而言之嘅話咧，其實係我哋朝著三個目標嚟到發展。我哋希望體育嘅發展而喺香港嘅話咧，係能夠走到係普及化、城市化同埋精英化，係三條腿一齊嘅。咁而我哋覺得呢個硬件嚟講嘅話咧，對呢三樣嘅目標咧，都係能夠配合到，亦都係相輔相成。咁呢個係其中之一啦。咁另外一個嘅話嘅就係話，我亦都同意陳生頭先講咧，就係話我哋要宏觀啲睇，即係檢視一下整體香港而家究竟體育設施同埋呢個大家個配合啊，未來個配套係點樣樣。咁我亦都睇得到嘅話嘅，我亦都喺今次做嘅顧問研究嚟講嘅話嘅，亦都係即係好 critical 咁樣睇過我哋而家香港呢啲咁嘅設施。除了大球場之外的話呢，其他全部設施呢是20年過外的設施，是一個急速老化的設施的。大球場雖然是十幾年，但是現在來講的話呢是有很多的問題呢，我相信即不用我在這裡詳細講，大家都知道，無論是一個設計，無論在裡面的設施，無論附近的交通、人群的聚散，各方面的安排呢都有很多的問題呢，是使到、在那裡辦不到一些他應該初是可以辦到的一些的項目的，體育好非體育好的項目都是、這樣我們縱觀來看的話，我們覺得是需要把握這個機會的話， 是有這個硬件在這裡的話，是將這個即香港整體一個體育設施之餘的話，會是一個、地方是能夠一些大型的盛事，不單止是體育的盛事呢，都日後呢是有一個即提供一個適合的場所。咁呢個係我哋對我哋呢個多用途
發展場地嘅一個嘅即係比較長遠嘅願景啦咁樣。最後嘅話嘅就係梁生頭先講就係話，除咗即係呢啲即係有一啲幾萬人嘅活動之餘，平日係點樣咧？咁呢個其實我哋亦都係即係絕對關注到，因為我哋都知道冇可能日日都有個幾萬人嘅活動喺度，平日點樣咧？我亦都參考過其他好多嘅話嘅，我亦唔想做一隻大白象出嚟，唔想平時咧係水靜河飛，係即係一個大石屎喺度咁樣。咁所以正正就係話，我哋今次嚟講嘅話咧，就提出咗嘅話嘅，我哋將嗰個 aquatic centre 呢個嘅概念咧，係完全摒棄咗。之後嘅話嘅，我哋係帶翻一個叫做一個多用途多層嘅一個體育中心出嚟。其實正正我哋有咁嘅改變嘅話咧，我哋嗰個目的咧就係、是、希望能夠喺我哋講係 non event state， 即係唔係用大球場幾萬人嗰啲 non event state 咧。每一日咧，我哋有一啲設施咧係可以吸引到市民百姓嘅話嘅，係去嗰度係揀選佢哋自己中意嘅體育活動咧喺嗰度嚟做。即係話每一日嘅話嘅都有個人流咧，係喺嗰度嚟講嘅話嘅嚟出入嚟使用嗰度嘅設施，從而咧使到嗰個地方嘅話嘅唔係話即係一服十行式咁樣係先至有人，平時就係即係空溜溜咁樣嚇。咁樣我哋即係整個嗰個對呢個多用途體育場館個規劃設計咧，其實係咁樣。咁我亦都會咧，希望把握到我哋嚟緊呢個第二階段嘅話嘅，將呢個咁嘅理念啊，呢個咁嘅理據嘅話咧，就同即係市民啊，同區嚟講嘅話咧，就交代得清楚啲。咁樣我哋最終嘅目的咧，好似我頭先講，就係話我哋不想做一隻只係即係可能係半年，可能係幾個月先做一次人山人海嘅情形。平時嘅話嘅就空無一人。我哋係盡量避免啲咁嘅情形，而我亦都參考到外國好多成功嘅例子，我亦都歸納咗一啲嘅因素咧，即係一啲好關鍵嘅因素咧，我哋希望咧係能夠將嗰啲因素嘅話嘅係即係帶嚟香港咧有一個參考嘅價值嚇。咁我或者暫時做住咁多嘅回應嚇，如果需要嘅話嘅，我哋有我哋嘅顧問喺度可以補充。唔該。
我想就跟進翻一下阿梁生同埋阿陳先生提出嘅問題咧。就其實而家民政事務局提出嚟呢個就唔係一個體育場館，而係24公頃嘅場館區啊，你可以講。咁雖然現在係概念嘅階段，就未係去仔細規劃階段啦。咁但我想問下啦，就現在呢啲概念裏面咧。